Hey everyone, Pizza Mind here. I got some great news. This podcast has grown by leaps and bounds, and we have a big announcement to tell you in reaction to that growth. Bryce, what's going on?
Guys, we're leveling things up this year. Guys, starting the first week of January, okay? Starting the first week of January, we're changing the release schedule of the Crypto 101 podcast. So we're going to be releasing not one, but two episodes every single week in 2022. Okay, guys. So every Tuesday and every Thursday morning, you guys are going to be getting some brand new Crypto 101 content. And this begins Tuesday, January 4th. So mark your calendars for after the new year, guys. And per usual, episodes are going to still remain available wherever you listen to podcasts, along at crypto101podcast.com. And that's it, guys. And the reason really, you know, why we're doing this, it's crazy, but we've just, like Pizza Mind said, we've seen such enormous growth. We're getting inquiries, you know, literally like, you know, 50 to 100 every month for new guests to come on the show. Whereas back, you know, 2-3 years ago, we had to fight tooth and nail to get on top quality guests. And so it's just been an awesome, awesome period. And we're excited to dish up twice the amount of podcasts in the new year.
And this is our way of saying thank you to you guys for voting us best podcast in 2018, 2019, and 2020, according to the Blockchain Influencer Award. So thank you so much. We feel the love. We're going to give it back to you in 2022.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast, where I am joined, unfortunately, not by my notorious companion and compadre, your beloved Pizza Mind. He is, missing in action. Pizza Mind, I'm sending up my bat signal. If you hear me, brother, I need you here. But I'm joined no less by Dan Reeser, who is the VP of Growth at the Akala Network. Akala is an awesome protocol. It is the DeFi hub of Polkadot. And we're going to dive into crowd loans. We're going to dive into Polkadot, this whole new world of decentralized finance. But first, Dan, welcome to the Crypto 101 podcast.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, really, really, really excited. I've been tracking Akala for quite a while. And I'm particularly excited about it. And I think the market confirms that as well. You know, as we're recording this, the second week here of November, a lot of the growth that we're seeing in the crowd loan ecosystem is being pointed towards Akala. Over half of the money that has been loaned out essentially has hit Akala. So congratulations. That's a really, really landmark event. How do you feel?
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I've been working on this for months, and we have four co-founders, and they've been working on Akala for almost 3 years. So really exciting for all of us and getting very close to launch.
Awesome. So Dan, tell us a little bit about how you found yourself at Akala. It's kind of, you know, it was not a huge name, right? Because it was underground. And you came on as a VP of growth. How did you spot this opportunity? I mean, this is a truly high growth opportunity, but you spotted it when nobody was paying attention. What went down there?
I've had kind of a roundabout career in crypto, and actually was in pharmaceuticals for 4 years before crypto even. So I guess going back to that, I had been following crypto for as a hobby kind of when I was in pharma, and left at the end of 2017 to get my MBA. That was not related to the crypto bull market, but it just happened to time up that way. And I ended up going to a conference in Miami early 2018 to find an internship for fun in crypto before I started the MBA. So I ended up moving to Austin, Texas, and did this kind of pre-MBA internship for Wanchain, which was a earlier interoperability solution. I believed in interoperability and the need to connect all these chains together. So that's what led me there. And they actually gave me a job offer that forced me to cancel the MBA plans and go full-time into crypto. So definitely don't regret that decision and not taking out 200 grand in debt and all that. Yeah. So was there a year and a half, led their marketing and learned a ton, and then started looking at what was coming. And because of this interoperability focus I kind of wanted to have, I started looking around, and Polkadot was kind of the thing, the next thing coming. And I thought, what better than going and working for a guy like Gavin Wood, who he's the whole reason why Ethereum exists. He built the whole thing, invented the EVM, and he invented the Solidity programming language. So following someone like that and the technical prowess of him and his team was something that was very attractive to me. So I actually went to the Web3 Foundation at that point, which was about August 2019. So we worked on, I was on the growth team there as well, working on the launch of Kusama, Polkadot's kind of sister network, and then last summer doing the launch of Polkadot. And what Polkadot is, I guess for your audience, just the most basic level, is Polkadot is a very low level infrastructure that connects blockchains together. So this whole concept of cross-chain and interoperability is really coming to fruition with Polkadot, because Polkadot connects this whole kind of universe of up to 100 blockchains together. The other thing Polkadot does is it secures your blockchain. So every layer one blockchain, like Solana, Terra, Ethereum, you have to have your own set of validators to secure that network. With Polkadot, you actually don't. You actually can just plug into Polkadot security, and Polkadot secures your blockchain. So because of that, giving that background, because that's important to how I ended up at Akala, because Polkadot is this base layer and it's connecting all these blockchains together. We call all these blockchains on Polkadot parachains. And when I was at Web3 Foundation, we did the launch of Polkadot. Polkadot's super technical, and I started to see that all the action was going to be one layer up in the tech stack at this parachain level. So this is where all the applications will be built, all the users will be, and all the liquidity will be. You can't actually build applications on Polkadot itself. You have to build on these parachains. So the next natural step for me was to move to the parachain level. And I actually was doing like 10 hours a week working with the Akala team, and we got to know each other really well. And it just naturally progressed into full-time discussions. And for me, there was nothing more exciting than working on another launch and getting to launch Akala with such an amazing team of founders and people that I really just kind of got along well with and worked well with.
Wow. What a journey from basically jumping ship on the MBA to going working with Big Pharma, to go into working with the co-founder of Ethereum and, you know, CTO, the original CTO of Ethereum, Gavin Wood, the guy who invented the language Solidity that Ethereum was built in. You popped on over to Akala. And my question actually, you know, for Akala and, you know, for the co-founders, if you know, in their mind, why did they choose Polkadot as opposed to launching on Binance Smart Chain or Solana or Ethereum or, you know, Terra, right? The millions of others, of these other sort of these networks that you could launch an application on. What was so special about Polkadot?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So like I said, they've been working on this for a while. It was three. So Betty, Rui Tao, and Brian were working on something called Laminar. That was actually being built on Ethereum. I think it's still on the Ethereum testnet. This is a synthetic asset trading platform. So those three went to a hackathon and met the other fourth co-founder, Fu Yao, at a hackathon. And they kind of teamed up when they realized and talked that they had this initial idea, but there was a huge need for a stablecoin, so a Polkadot native stablecoin, and then a platform built specifically for DeFi. But as they were going through that process, they were really at the time, I think, evaluating mostly three. So Ethereum, Cosmos, and Polkadot at the time. This is pre-Binance Smart Chain, and I don't think Terra was maybe not even built or just very early on back then. So a couple of the things I mentioned earlier were some of the factors for why they chose Polkadot. So number one, this is a very product and engineering focused team. I think I was only the second non-engineering hire, and that was like number, I think 15 or 20. We still only have about four of us who aren't engineers. So at the time, they were very focused on building good products, and they didn't want to have to focus on recruiting this set of validators and hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars required in those validators to have a secure network. They knew that Polkadot was going to offer that to them down the road, so they didn't have to worry about that. The other thing is, when Gavin came and built Polkadot, he also created a blockchain development framework called Substrate. So Substrate is like, we sometimes call it an SDK or a software development kit for Polkadot, just like the Cosmos SDK and similar to how Solidity is used on Ethereum to build applications. But Substrate's built to actually help you create entire customized blockchains. So the amount of flexibility and customization that Substrate offered to the four co-founders was another big factor in why they chose Polkadot. And what that allowed them to do is custom built this blockchain specifically for DeFi. So what we did is we built products or DeFi protocols into the chain itself instead of at the application layer. So we have a stablecoin, we have a DEX, an AMM style DEX, and we have a liquid staking product. If you're aware of like STETH or BLUNA, we have the Polkadot ecosystem's version of that, of liquid DOT staking product or LDOT. These three products are built into our blockchain itself. So anyone building in our EVM environment will be able to natively plug into the liquidity of this DEX, natively use this stablecoin out of the box, and even tap into the liquidity of the liquid DOT staking product at the application layer, but that all that is built in Substrate in the blockchain kind of below that. So a comparison to Ethereum, imagine DAI, Maker, Uniswap, and Lido all being built into Ethereum's blockchain instead of at the application layer. So what that allows is just extremely powerful. One more thing to mention that I just think is underappreciated about Polkadot and Substrate that's really cool is we are going, as a platform, we were going to have all these developers building on our EVM environment. And what we'll be able to do is actually take new requirements from any developer building on Akala and build new features or functionality into the blockchain itself and then upgrade without forking. So these parachains are essentially future-proof because you can upgrade them without forks versus other networks where, of course, it takes so much work and coordination and fighting to make one of these forks happen. We can really just continue taking new requirements from developers and then just upgrading our chain and continuing to improve. So,
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just so impressive that this has all been figured out, and it's taken a lot of time, right? I mean, to have, like you said, to have kind of like a Maker plus an Ethereum plus a DAI plus a Lido. What was the other one? that all four was, yeah. Kind of like wrapped into one and just in a complete experience. My question kind of in follow-up there, is there any specific feature that Akala has or a specific aspect that makes the pull sort of from developers a little bit easier? Basically, like there's so much competition, like, you know, again, people want to go develop on Avalanche or somewhere else. Like, how do you attract developers and then kind of, how do you also attract users to like come over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one thing, there's a few things there. So our EVM environment, we're the only parachain team who has customized our EVM to be fully compatible with Substrate. So instead of just being limited to what you can do on Ethereum, we have this ability to kind of combine these two worlds. So they can use what we've built at the Substrate layer, but also using everything that they're used to in the EVM. For developers, the EVM Plus, as we call it, is fully compatible with Ethereum tooling too. So things like Hardhat and MetaMask and Truffle are all the same as developers are used to. So in that aspect, it's essentially the same as they're used to. And then for their users, everything, all these dApps in the EVM on Akala will be able to be used with MetaMask. So as you've seen on these DeFi application websites, you know, like in the top right corner, it'll say network and you can flip from Ethereum to Polygon to Avalanche to Phantom. Akala will be another option there for teams that are integrated in this EVM. So it's just kind of meeting people where their users already are. Mm-hmm. One thing about the Polkadot ecosystem. So for these teams that are going multi-chain, Akala is going to be a very a very attractive option for them for you know, doing another one of these multi-chain implementations, because DOT itself is one of the most stable and staked assets in crypto. It's like, I think it's number 8 or 9 in the rankings right now. Will continue to increase in size as we get this launch going. And what Akala offers is kind of for these teams access to an entirely new set of like an asset class. So we'll have DOT, we'll have this liquid DOT staking product, which is going to also be a multi-billion dollar product. We just recently created, we can get into this maybe later, this LC DOT product, which is a liquid crowd loan DOT product. And then all other parachain tokens will be natively transferable to Akala and accessible by the developers building on these on the Akala EVM Plus environment. So access to a new asset class is number one. Number two, there's, last I checked, there's over 800,000 active DOT accounts on Polkadot. And these are people that have been holding DOT for years and begging for use cases for their DOT and DeFi applications to use their DOT assets in. So access to hundreds of thousands of new users for these developer teams is also going to be a really big reason for them to come build with Akala.
Wow. I love it. And so as the VP of growth, what's your personal, like, you know, call it, you know, 3 to 5 year plan. What's your main objectives here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 to 5 years. It's going to be crazy to look back after that long.
Yeah.
Even in the first year, a couple years. So I work on different things ranging from like business development to marketing, branding, community. So for us right now, the focus next year will be, first of all, getting the kind of the developer experience in the EVM environment flourishing, good documentation, good tooling and support, because that's how we build out this ecosystem. We'll also be launching kind of ecosystem programs, potentially like liquidity programs, technical community marketing type support for teams building in the ecosystem. So that's one. A lot of these applications, just like we see on other chains, are focusing on use cases that help crypto native people, whether that be crypto native users, funds that are looking to, you know, earn yield on their crypto. So that's one customer group that I'll be focusing on over the next for as long as I'm here. The other thing, though, is we're going to be having almost like a more institutional or traditional finance focused arm of Akala. The first example of this is a company based in New York called Current. That's current.com. I wasn't in the fintech world before, so I wasn't aware of them until we started working with them. But Current is a super interesting company. They actually, back about 7 years ago, they started their company as two guys that left Morgan Stanley after not being able to get Morgan Stanley to adopt Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. So they left and started this company, and they initially were trying to build on Ripple and building like a crypto product. That didn't work out well. So they looked at themselves and they said, how do we get crypto in the hands of millions of people? That was their goal. And at the time, the answer was, let's build a product in the fintech world. And then when crypto is ready, we'll bring crypto to them. So Trevor and Stuart started Current. They built out this fintech product. And currently today, they have 3 million customers who are using Current for savings accounts. And the proposition to Akala from Trevor when they approached us was, we want to build a DeFi backend to bring DeFi yield to our fintech users in a very simple way, meeting them where they are today, which is in the iOS or Android app using Current. But the way this will work is the customer funds will flow out of Current into an on-off ramp into crypto and into Akala, where we're building this kind of DeFi yield engine. This yield will come from things like DOT staking, which is like 12 to 15%. We got one of the first Compound grants. So Compound is building this Compound gateway chain, independent blockchain, which, by the way, is built with Substrate. Not many people know that. So Compound and Akala will have a bridge that we are building. So we'll be getting yield from Compound gateway as well. And then other methods of yield built into this engine. So it's kind of like a combo. this will provide yield to those current customer funds. And then when the yield is either liquidated or sold, it will be sent back through that on-off ramp into the current bank accounts and then distributed to current customers as yield. So when this goes live, one day the customer will get maybe a pop-up that says, would you like to join this new product called, let's say, for example, Current Yield? Maybe they'll get 3, 4, 5% instead of the standard savings account of 0.5%. But really cool example for us as a first of many fintech integrations. And for me, it's exciting because this is really how we get DeFi to benefit the global population. Because realistically, most people on Earth aren't going to be using public and private keys and MetaMask. So that's what's coming in the next 1 to 5 years as we roll out more and more of these institutional integrations.
Yeah, I mean, that's tremendous. Current is a really huge, centralized sort of financial application, and basically seeing how DeFi could be an engine or basically a component that basically Current can offer their already millions of customers, basically Akala being the engine for yield, which is really interesting. Never really thought about that, and really, really keen on seeing how that all plays out.
Many of you have probably heard about how the market for collectibles, including NFTs, has gone totally crazy over the last year. And the problem, though, is that even if you wanted to invest in some of these assets, the price tags are simply out of reach for most investors. But there's actually solutions to this problem. And I wanted to tell you about one of those right now. So this podcast is sponsored by Otis. Otis is an investment platform that makes it possible for almost anyone to invest in shares of cultural assets. So here's how it works. You download their app and you sign up for free. They have over 100 items available for you to invest in, from rare collectibles like sports cards, comics, and video games, to NFTs, contemporary art, and even rare sneakers. Shares usually start around $10, plus they add new assets every week. Then you can earn a potential return if Otis sells the underlying assets for more than the price the item was dropped at, or by selling your shares to other Otis members on Otis's real-time trading platform. So some of the drops from Otis are amazing. These things are like sports cards and memorabilia, like a ticket to the Kobe Bryant's final NBA game, or a bunch of boxed, never opened vintage video games like the original Game Boy Pokemon games. And as a music lover, to be honest, I was excited to see an actual brand new first generation iPod. So if products like this sound up your alley, well, right now, Otis is offering listeners of this show a free share when they fund their account. And all you have to do is go to withotis.com/crypto101 and sign up to get your first share for free. That is withotis, withotis.com/CRYPTO101. For more risks and disclaimers, go to withotis.com/legal/disclaimer. And please check out the show notes for those as well.
So Dan, tell me a little bit more about the crowd loan process. I think a lot of people are familiar with the era of the ICO, right? People are familiar with the IEO. But I think this new crowd loan process is a little bit befuddling to some people. Can you give us your quick 101 here?
Yeah. So Akala and all these parachain teams, there's probably about 20, 25 parachains that are ready to begin launching. And I think this probably came from this method probably came from Gavin and the team's experience with Ethereum and watching all that ICO madness happen and a lot of people getting burned by that, because it was so easy to just launch a website, launch a token, take money in, and then there was no accountability on the team to actually deliver on what they had promised. With this crowd loan and parachain slot auction process, this is how we as a team launch on Polkadot. So there's these, we call them slots or parachain slots. And it's right now there's five opening up initially, and these there's an auction process that you have to go through, essentially bidding Polkadot tokens or DOT against other parachain teams who also want to earn that slot so that they can launch on Polkadot. This is the only way to launch on Polkadot. But as an example, kind of taking this to the real world, we all know what an auction is. Let's take for example, a home auction. If you go to a home auction and you're bidding in that auction, if the auction gets, say you want to get the home for $100,000 and that's your max, if someone bids $110,000, you're kind of out and you're not going to win that home. But if you came to that auction with money pooled from your family, your friends, your neighbors, and you all went on it together, you would definitely be able to afford more than $100,000. So you'd have a more competitive bid and a higher chance of winning that home because you came with a crowd. This is the same thing that happens for these Polkadot parachain slot auctions. We as a team at Akala have two ways of bidding in DOT. If we had a lot of DOT and we wanted to just do it on our own, we could bid our own DOT, but we'd have a huge disadvantage to teams who did this as a crowd. So our second option is to do a crowd loan. So we do this thing called a crowd loan where the community, so currently about 58,000 individuals, unique individuals around the world have basically loaned us their DOT. And that they're basically pledging their DOT to Akala and saying, here, I'm loaning you my DOT in order to help you have a higher bid in the auction against other parachain teams so that you can win and launch this DeFi layer one platform. But why would someone loan us their DOT? And it's actually for 2 years. So it's about 96 weeks, which is the duration of that slot on Polkadot. It's like a lease of an apartment. You have to lease your slot on Polkadot and then renew it after 2 years. But for this initial lease, why are 58,000 people so far loaning us their DOT? It's because they agree to loan us their DOT. And then what we do is when our network goes live and we win this auction, we will actually distribute ACA, the native token of Akala, to all the people who contributed DOT in that auction. There's a pool of a total of 17% of the Akala supply. So the supply is 1 billion. We will be giving out 170 million ACA tokens to all of those contributors in the Akala crowd loan.
Wow.
And then the trade-off for people who are contributing DOT is you have to unstake your DOT. So DOT is a very strong asset to hold because you're getting about 12 to 15% if you stake it. These people, in order to contribute to a crowd loan, you have to unstake your DOT. So you are giving up that like 12 to 15% yield, but the expectation is that the native token of whatever parachain you support will help offset that trade-off that you took with the staking. So this is where we are today. We're recording this on November 9th. The first auction actually begins on November 11th, so this Thursday. And these are 7-day auctions. The first couple of days are like a warm-up period, and then the final 5 days are where it's very real. So you need to be making sure that you're winning during those 5 days, because at the end of the 5 days, there's actually a randomly selected time during those 5 days at which the winner is chosen. So it's not like an eBay auction where you know you can like snipe.
There's no e-sniping.
No, there's no sniping, which is cool because there's randomization. So you don't exactly know at which point during the auction the winner will be chosen until the end.
Incentivizes people to put their best, most honest bid exactly. up front and then just exactly. kind of see what happens.
Uh-huh. And for us, I mean, the best strategy is just to make sure you're winning at all times during those 5 days, and then you have 100% chance of winning. This is what happened for us in the Kusama auctions. We were winning at all times. So at the end, we knew we were going to win. At the current moment, if the auction started today, then yeah, we would have a good chance of winning, all the days of the auction. But yeah, it's a 7-day auction. So it'll end on November 17th. And then the rest of these auctions will roll out every week until there's five. And then all five of the first winners will then launch and kind of onboard onto Polkadot on December 15th.
Wow.
So it's going to be a pretty action-packed end of the year for Polkadot.
So so people get their DOT back after the crowd loan. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how that works. Plus they get Akala tokens, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so tell us a little bit about how that works. And then also, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it must be. So where are some of the risks that are outlined here in the process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good thing to clarify. So all the DOT that's loaned, the most basic flow is you contribute DOT, you earn Parachain's native token, and then after 2 years, you get all of your DOT back. So that's why it's called a loan, a crowd loan. The other thing to clarify too is, like we talked about the risks of and the downsides of ICOs. When you're contributing to these crowd loans, as you mentioned in the beginning, let me check right now. There's about 10.2 million DOT that's loaned to Akala right now, but that's loaned in a decentralized manner, and it's held in an account where all we can do as Akala is bid in the auction with that. Mm. And when we win the auction, all of those DOT are then locked away in the Polkadot. It's called the relay chain, like the core of Polkadot. It's locked away in Polkadot. So the team doesn't touch any of these funds. It's not
like a smart contract. It's like an escrow agent that the team can't kind of abscond with.
Exactly. The teams don't touch any of this money. So this is not a fundraising event. This is really like a launch bootstrapping event in a way. But you're right. It's like, it's almost like an escrow account. And then at the end of those 2 years, the Polkadot code is programmed to automatically return all of that DOT to everyone who contributed at the end of the 2 years. So even when you look at it on chain, if you're not doing it on an exchange, you can kind of see where your contributions were. And then at the end of the 2 years, it's automatically returned to your account. So there's absolutely, with people contributing to these crowd loans on chain, and for that, I can say that there's 0% chance of like a scam or people running away with your money. The other thing is, if you support a team who doesn't win their auction, they get 5 chances to win, because there's like kind of like batches of 5 auctions in a row. If they don't win by the end of the 5th auction, that's also automatically returned to you. So if they don't manage to win, you also get your DOT back. So that's fine.
That's nice.
Yeah. Does that answer? Was there one more question?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's all really good stuff. I guess the question as well is, do you see there being any technical risk to these escrow accounts?
So technical risk, I mean, there's in blockchain, like there's always going to be some marginal amount of protocol risk or technical risk. Polkadot's been heavily audited and continues to be kind of have recurring audits from the top auditing firms in the world. So yeah, I would say that this is highly secure. And like the best part is, this is not an exchange in value. Like an ICO was, I'll send you my ETH and you send me this token. It was an exchange. In this case, it's just this lock in a smart contract and then a release after 2 years.
I guess also, you know, one of my questions in kind of, you know, it's an ancillary question here, but if the Parachain gets booted, what happens to, like, if Akala, like one day, like, you know, is no longer on the Polkadot network, what kind of happens? Do you have to go find a new home?
Yeah, it's a good question, because that's another question that people who are really digging into this, they always ask, is like, what you're saying is, what happens if we get booted, but also what happens after 2 years? Because I was mentioning this is like a lease on an apartment. After 2 years, that needs to be renewed, or the network dies. Like there's no way for us to operate. So to answer your question, the first one is like, if we get booted, I don't know. I guess booted might. I guess if something really bad happened, like the governance could actually vote to like kick us out of the network. I don't see that happening. The other thing would be is like, what if we don't renew our slot on Polkadot, or how do we renew our slot? In the first auction, I mentioned we've set aside 17% of the supply. This is a fixed supply too. So we've set aside 17%. There's no inflation. And that's what we use to kind of reward people who back our first crowd loan. Earlier in the year though, this is a really fascinating part of Akala, is we did these 2 public token events that we called Build Akala to Prepare the Treasury. So we did 2 events where people essentially were giving either Bitcoin, ETH, DOT, and all of that we converted to DOT and distributed ACA to all the supporters. But then we took that dot and it didn't go to the Akala Foundation at all. It's all being put in this DAO or Akala Treasury, as we call it, on the chain. At the time, at the end, it was about $61 million in DOT. So it's a really cool concept where the Akala Network's treasury can hold not only native tokens, ACA, but it can also hold foreign tokens like DOT or other parachains or maybe even other tokens that come into the ecosystem. But the whole point of this, these events, and part of the reason why we have this treasury is to become self-sustainable as a network. And this was actually something that was thought of when the original Akala white paper was written, because you have to think, we were thinking ahead, how do we renew these slots every 2 years in a sustainable way without printing tons of inflation and having to print new tokens every couple of years to be able to reward people. Right. So we have all this DOT now in the treasury. I think you can see where this is going, but we're going to be able to bid in our future auctions with the DOT in the treasury on Akala's network. So the next auction will most likely be like a hybrid where we do set aside some tokens for a crowd loan, but we don't need to put as many tokens on that because we have all this DOT in the treasury that's already been contributed by the community. And then we can use our own DOT to bid in an auction. And as this DOT sits there, the treasury will continue to grow. The DOT will, I believe, be staked. So it'll be even earning 12 to 15% a year in compounding. And then in 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, there will be this treasury that will continue growing in DOT and then can be used exclusively to essentially bid on these slots every 2 years without needing to print new inflation for crowd loans. So really cool concept, I think, that I haven't seen any other team implement. But that's kind of our plan for becoming sustainable over the long term with this crowd loan model.
Yeah, the economics are quite dizzying here of this entire ecosystem that's forming around Polkadot. But, you know, something interesting is definitely brewing. So it's worth paying attention to for sure. And so I guess one of the other questions I had here about Akala was just, you know, short term. What's the next most exciting thing that you have, like, you know, or that Akala has on the roadmap? After this crowd loan happens, you guys, boom, you guys are on the Polkadot network, you're live. What's kind of like the first order of business?
Yeah, so December 15th will be the day we begin rolling out the launch. These are major launches, so there is definitely like a gradual rollout process. You can't just launch everything at once.
Right.
So we always keep everyone updated with like launch timelines. And we'll be communicating that all through like our Twitter and Discord. What it'll look like though is first the actual chain will launch. Then we'll launch some of these products that I mentioned were kind of built into the chain. So our liquid DOT staking product will go live. Our DEX will go live. And then the AUSD, the Akala dollar stablecoin, will go live. Soon after that, the EVM Plus environment will begin to go live. And after that, it's kind of off to the races. So we'll be having teams launching dApps on Akala as soon as that happens. Then we'll continue working on like the fintech integrations, like I mentioned. But initially, I mean, the TVL and the kind of initial uptake of the network will be through those initial products. So as I mentioned, there's tens of millions of dollars locked and kind of useless in DOT staking right now. So that LDOT product will very quickly become a multi-billion dollar protocol on Akala. And then it'll be really exciting to watch the stablecoin, like how quickly and rapidly the minting and the adoption of that stablecoin becomes, because it's not built just for Akala. The stablecoin is built for all current and future parachains on the Polkadot ecosystem, as well as external ecosystems. So one thing to watch is the bridges as well. So you've got native functionality or native cross-chain within Polkadot, but we'll have bridges to Bitcoin. We'll have multiple bridges to Ethereum and other ecosystems. So all of these tokens will start going to Akala, to Polkadot, and also externally. So you'll quickly begin to see probably DeFi farms on things like Terra and Solana with DOT native tokens like DOT or Liquid DOT. The Akala dollar will most likely make its way to these other ecosystems. So I'm really excited about this because even in the last few months, there's been so much openness from all these teams two cross-chain interactions. So a lot of people are realizing like we're all better together than we are separate. So let's all work together and make this industry, you know, get this industry kind of more adopted, more professionalized, more integrated, because that's how we can all make sure this becomes kind of a reality.
Yeah, no, I love it. Awesome. So Dan, before we let you go, I want to ask a question. It's the last question of the show. It's something we ask everybody that comes on the podcast. And basically, you know, we're just curious, like, you know, you've been in this industry for a long time. What's just, you know, one word of wisdom or one word of advice that you have for, you know, new folks that are getting into this industry, especially like, you know, kind of understanding that this is a very technical industry. There's high barriers to entry. People sometimes get discouraged because there's so many opportunities. What do you kind of have to say to those sorts of people?
There's a lot of advice I can give. I think for people who, it depends on what their goals are. I think for people who are looking to maybe break into crypto or even like work in crypto, there's a lot of those kind of people. There's so many opportunities for people with almost any skill set to get involved. So I would look into things like just getting involved and helping out in people's like Discords, for example. There's ambassador programs that if you actually put in the effort, it's so easy to separate yourself as a good ambassador. Mm-hmm. And then you immediately become somebody who we want to hire, or we want to place you on a team, maybe building on Akala. And this also goes for any other ecosystem. So just getting involved and like rolling your sleeves up and adding value in whatever way you can is a great way to get involved. And then I guess, yeah, just in general, just there's no amount of reading or listening to podcasts, watching YouTube channels that you can do to fully grasp everything. So I would say like, it's kind of helpful to pick a topic or even an ecosystem and focus, because it's impossible. I still get frustrated by like, I don't understand like ZK rollups as much as I should, or like all these new technical terms that seem to pop up every year. You begin to have to just focus because there's an overwhelming amount of information. But I guess that would be one other thing.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I love it. Dan, thank you so much for coming on. We're up against time. We spent 45 minutes together here on the show. And we really enjoyed having you, and we will definitely be having you or some folks from the Akala team back on the show. We'd love to get posted with updates, because I think that this is, it really does feel like the birth of a new sort of, not really asset, but a new sort, birth of a new ecosystem, right? I mean, this is totally brand new. The fact that you're going to be having these parachains that have like other little apps on top of them with their own tokens, it's just like this whole new, you know, world, I think. And it's really reminiscent of like the Cambrian explosion that we saw in 2017, right? When this new capital formation, mechanism, the ICO came online, and then boom, it birthed a billion new ideas, Polkadot being one of those, right? And then now we have the parachain launches, and Akala is now, boom, one of the first, of these new wave ecosystems. So I'm jazzed. Clearly I'm jazzed. Everybody at home's listening. They're jazzed. They're on their way to work. They don't even know what they just listened to. Maybe their head is spinning. This is very complex stuff. But at the end of the day, we're all in the right place. And this ecosystem is moving fast. And we got guys like Dan who are building this ecosystem at breakneck pace. And there's companies like, you know, Current that are hopping on board and that are going to be, you know, bringing DeFi to the mainstream. And by the way, producing very valuable things like yield, like savings for you, so you don't get completely disheveled by negative interest rates, which are in real terms here and not slowing down. So anyhow, Dan, that's a long-winded way of signing off. We really enjoyed your time.
Great. Thank you.